morning.
So, tell me about this new Philips portable projector that's launched. I mean, do people still use projectors?
I think that's going to be a bigger thing than ever before, because they used to be big, cumbersome things that needed to be installed, and they had a place in the home or the office. But now Philips have two new portable projectors, the Philips GoPix 1 and the PicoPix Max. Basically, you know, these are, you know, up to a 75-inch TV in your pocket. And that's, I like this, just a phenomenal thing to think about. The larger one, which is $1,500, could project a 120-inch screen. So they got little speakers built in, Bluetooth if you need it, Android TV, so it's got all the apps you might want on it. And basically, it's an all-in-one, take-it-anywhere screen. So for the next room or when you're on holidays, just take it with you wherever you want. It's a fantastic little gadget.
Wow, sounds terrific. Now, Monopoly and Scrabble, without the actual board, are online games, and when I say games, not a gamer, but I know my brother, for instance, plays, you know, crib with people in Germany and card games and this, that, the other. Still obviously very popular?
Very much so, but this is even cooler. So this is replacing your existing board games with a digital table. It's called the Infinity Game Table, and I won't lie, it's expensive, $2,000. But it's basically a big computer screen with legs, and you can take the legs off if you don't want it to be like a coffee table style approach, and you can actually put it on, say, your dining table while you're playing the game. But this thing, you know, everything from Monopoly to Connect Four, Scrabble, maybe even Whack-A-Mole, but basically it's a big gaming table which could be the key to your fun games night next time you have one. And you know, all the games at your fingertips and extra games you can download and grab as well. So good, so fun, but just a touch expensive.
Wow, yeah, I think some people have too much time and money. But good luck to them if they
do. God love them.
And finally, security obviously is something that we live and think more about every day, and our ability to check things from a security perspective just continues to get better and better and easier and easier.
Yeah, look, the Wi-Fi cameras I've spoken about a lot of times are fantastic. Wi-Fi network at home, battery-powered, so they're always connected to the internet and sending you notifications of what's going on. But the problem is, if your power's out, there's no Wi-Fi, so the cameras are useless. Mm. Or if you can't get Wi-Fi where you want the camera, so it might be at the back of your property, if you've got a farm or a large property, it might be a construction site, you might be building a new home, you might have a holiday home or a caravan. The Arlo Go 2 is a new 4G-connected camera. So it has Wi-Fi and will do all those things, but it also has a slot for the SIM card, so you can actually just use this at the back of your property, out of your holiday home, wherever it might be, and always get the notifications and see what's happening at your home or property. It's a fantastic little product, a little over $400, but yeah, a great little product, and brings security to wherever you need it.
Brilliant, yeah. Hey, Trevor, thanks for that. Have a great week, mate. Talk to you next week.
Pleasure. Talk to you then.